Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to Mystic Pete and all things very interesting. But first, let's talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. Beth, I had heard an interesting, I'll call it rumor, that Mercury isn't the only thing that can go retrograde. And I'm noticing I'm experiencing some of that just as much as not so much anything going wrong. I don't look at it that way. It's just there's a lot of activity. It's just really there's a certain level of freneticism, if you will.
Yes. Now, there's two pieces to that. One is that we're entering the spring. You know, spring is the most energetic in a lot of ways of the seasons, because think of what happens in the spring. Things are being born. You know, mm-hmm. Those seeds are sprouting. That takes a lot of energy. And so things do get a little more frenetic this time of year. The tricky thing, in my opinion, now different astrologers will give you different opinions, but you're absolutely right. All the personal and transpersonal planets do appear to go retrograde. You know, again, they don't actually go backwards, but it's an optical illusion that is created by the positioning of the planets at certain times, and all of them do create that optical illusion, and that does result in certain kinds of experiences and emotions here on planet Earth.
So we've heard of Mercury, but
yes.
What are the other, I guess, planets that are in this phase?
Well, right now it is Saturn and Mars. Saturn rules Capricorn. It rules aspects of money and business and finance and career and your public persona. Mars is the divine male archetype, and it rules a variety of things. They all do. You know, the higher octaves are strength and innovation and forward motion. The lower octaves are arguments, disputes, disagreements, violence, war. You know, it goes, you know, from one end to the other. When these planets are both in retrograde at the same time, it does two things. It does a lot of things, but the two most important ones that I'm seeing are aspects of combinations of those two.
Mm-hmm.
On the business level, you really have to stop and look at your infrastructure. You know, Saturn and Mars, it would be like moving your business forward. And so when Saturn and Mars are both retrograde, you have to look at why you're not moving forward. What parts of your infrastructure aren't working anymore or are broken or need of repair or upgrade? Or if you're moving forward but not as fast as you like or in the comfort levels that you'd like, you know, how do you make it more comfortable? Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
And then on the emotional level, on the personal level, you know, Saturn is asking you to restructure and retool, upgrade your emotional responses, especially in regards to anger, and especially in regards to when your anger gets in the way of solving problems.
So this
is a massive opportunity.
I was going to say, this is an opportunity, and it's real important now because I've been given this advice for the next 6 or 7 months.
Exactly.
That I need to, regardless of the situation, and especially if it looks like it might potentially escalate into something that I certainly don't want to get into, I need to take the attitude of backing off. Just back away, back away, back away.
Right.
So as not to generate any of that kind of stuff.
Or escalate.
Yes.
You know, in self-defense classes and in mediation and a variety of different modalities now, they talk about learning how to identify the difference between escalating behaviors, the words and the actions that are kind of match on the gasoline, you know, and de-escalating the words and behaviors. And most of us don't have a clue of the difference between those two. And so this is a massive opportunity, especially for someone like you, Richard, for two reasons. One of them is in your natal chart, according to Western astrology, you have the planet Mars in a tricky place. you have the planet Mars in the 12th house in your natal chart, which is usually an indicator of some sort of karma with anger or many of the things that Mars rules. So a lot of the people and the situations and particularly the injustices or the places in your world where things aren't fair, there's a lot of passion that you brought forward from other lifetimes or other incarnations. About that. That's part of why you have such a short fuse around those things. Exactly.
You're right.
No,
you're right.
And it's not a bad thing. It's like you put that moment here to fix it.
Yeah.
And now's you have a huge opportunity now on something like that.
Well, I hope to do that very much so. And then if people would like to get together with you to, so to speak, fix what ails them, so to speak,
at
least have a view of what's out there, they can get a hold of you through your new looking website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Absolutely.
They can call you at 963-0842 and your Facebook location at Facebook.com.
Yep, I am Beth McDonald Consulting on both Facebook and LinkedIn now. I am moving on.
You certainly are, and we will be moving on also. Speaking of passion, we're going to get back to the passion of the conversation with Mystic Pete here on Tell Me Your Story. Beth, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.